Actually, it's been going really good. I wore a brace when I was with the Cowboys, and that was a 20-sack season for me, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. It's just really just, protecting my knee and just making sure that, just in case somebody hits it or whatever, it's just protected. So, I feel good about that.
You don't think you'll be limited at all in the game, just with injury?
The thing is, if I was limited in practice, I would probably think so. But I've been going all the plays in practice and doing what I need to do. So, I think it's not going to be any limitations in the game.
How good, in your experience, has this pass rush group been? You obviously played with Miller before, but the emergence of Ray and Barrett, how have they been?
It's been a really good thing knowing that, the guys are really, really quick learners, really good athletes, but it carries over into the field, especially when I got hurt or, other guys are, coming out. You still don't see that lag from the second team guys like Shane Ray and Shaq and Lorente. They're in there being productive. So it's just a testament on how guys are really close on this team and teaching each other. Just all the ropes, and they're going over and carrying over to the field and being effective in the game.
Did you decide the brace would be a good idea as you came into the week?
Yeah, I was getting it taped, and then I said, you know what? I was being funny. I said, well, then maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, I had 20 sacks and I wore a brace. And so sometimes you'd be a little superstitious. So I told him, I said, it's the same type of injury. So I think we need to stick the brace back on there again. And let some of that rub over into the postseason.
It's good to have a 20-sack brace, though.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what it is.
How much of a benefit is the playoff experience that so many of you guys have? How do you see that trickling down to kind of the depth, especially what you're seeing on defense with all the young guys?
I think that experience that a lot of the older guys have, and then the rookies and the younger guys really taking that on, that experience, and saying, okay, yeah, you wear the rookie tag, but when you're out there, you're a player just like everybody else. You're a team player. And you can sort of see how those guys have matured and that experience and that team camaraderie, that just a conglomerate of guys just getting together and playing like it's no tomorrow. And that's what we do week in and week out.
You talked to Peyton a lot when you both were hurt at the same time. And is there a feeling, not necessarily with you, but with him, that this could be his last stand, that how much this means to him, this opportunity?
I think every opportunity is your last opportunity because you don't know when the next one's going to come. And we sort of talked about, every year, like last year, we said this right here is the team that's going to get us there, but we didn't make it. But now you have another opportunity, and usually they don't come around 2 years straight. So we say, you know what, we have to make this big push. You getting healthy, I'm getting healthy, all the other, veteran guys and players pitching in and doing what they need to do to make sure we finish out the right way.
Is there a different sense of urgency going into the playoffs this year after, the one and done last year?
When I first got here, they were in the Super Bowl, so there was a sense of urgency of sort of getting back. And now you lost that last year, and you're going back to the playoffs again. And now there's more of a sense of determination, a sense of excitement. You can see it in the guys, and you can see sort of the tenacity that the guys are sort of bringing in practice. You see a little bickering here or there, guys pushing each other around because they really want it. And I didn't really see that last year, but I see it this year sort of carrying over. And you can see the guys like, you know what, we don't know who's going to be here next year. This right here is what we got right now. Let's go ahead and finish it off.
We've seen teams have to throw quickly with your guys' pass rush, and maybe Ben Roethlisberger being impacted with the shoulder throwing short. How do you guys keep an impact on the edge when teams do that to you guys?
The thing is, this week it's going to be that same type of week when you think about, pass rush. But you have to stop the run first to make them, pass the ball. So we have to make Ben Roethlisberger, one-dimensional, stop the run, because they had a good run game running screens and draws and trick plays last week. You got to be able to be on your technique there and fundamentals. And then, secondly, now what can we do to get pressure on him? Not, when there's quick passes, how can we get the quick pressure to getting our hands up? Or if there's those long, deep passes where if we're rushing four down linemen or rushing guys, they have seven guys blocking up, how can we still get pressure on them? A pressure doesn't sort of always amount to a sack, but how can we stop him and make him make indecisive decisions?
Mozzarella's sticks did in Vaughn. Is that a finable offense?
Say again?
Mozzarella sticks at the movie theater did in Vaughn.
I told him, I don't know what kind of cheese was in those mozzarella sticks. Please don't eat those again. I thought Malik ate some too because he was a little bit sick yesterday also. So I hope those guys, I believe they flushed the mozzarella sticks out. And I told him just stick with the popcorn and the little goobers at the movies, okay?
Anything else for DeMarcus, guys?
What kind of offense are you expecting from the Steelers with Ben's injury and the limitations?
I think they're going to do the same thing. I mean, there's always techniques to hide pain in this NFL. I mean, that's just the way it goes, and he's going to get out there and play. All the guys are going to play. This is going to be a really big game for them, but a really big game for us. Everybody's playing, and you know what? Guys banged up everywhere, but it doesn't matter. You get out there and give it all you got, and at the end of the day, you're trying to get that W.
How big will it be to have Darian and TJ back in the back end?
It's going to be really big, especially with guys coming across the middle. Those are, you know, big hitters, guys that, you know, at the end of the day, when you come across the middle, you think second on catching that ball. And we need that. And they help, you know, us get a little bit more pressure up front because they make the quarterback hold the ball just a little bit longer. And that's going to help us to get pressure this week.
Antonio mentioned it was one of our competitive practices this week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you feel that too? I mean, I know you weren't full go, but you kind of felt that extra edge too with these guys?
I felt that extra edge from the first practice on Monday all the way till now. The guys have that edge that, you know what, this is do or die. We got to do everything we need to do. If we mess up, we Xerox the play, make sure it's right. Because at the end of the day, you can mess up in practice, but you're not going to mess up in the game. And it's a big thing this week.
Steeler running backs bring to the game? How are they different?
You know, both of them are very dimensional running backs, meaning, you know, they're catching like screens out of the backfield, running trick plays, and it's the yards after, you know, after catch, and we have to be able to tackle really well. Those guys, you can see, I think it was a third string back in there, and when they played last week, he ran the ball really well. So you can't say, you know, just put a name on the back of the jersey and say, okay, this is what you're going to get. Because they're going to run the same plays because those backs are, you know, really good dynamic backs.
All right. Thanks,
thank you.